Hi, everybody. Welcome again to Radio English on Sunday. This is Bruce.
And this is Peter.
Join us today on page 78 for Unit 10. We have quite a special lesson for you, and I doubt very many of our listeners have even heard of the Gullah, but by the end of today's lesson, you'll be familiar with these people and their culture. Let's take a look now at Marlena Smalls and the Gullah, the revival of a unique community.
Well, this article must be very interesting because the title seems a little bit bizarre, actually.
That's right. The Gullah, I don't think any of our listeners are familiar with them. And as we shall see, Marlena Smalls is not a famous woman, at least not yet. And let's find out what community we're talking about by reading through the first introductory paragraph and get a better idea of what today's lesson is going to be about.
Mm-hmm. And also please be all ears because, as I said, this article must be a meaty one.
Mm. Yeah. It's going to teach you something about both African and North American cultures.
这个字我们顺便谈一下, meaty, 好不好?
M-E-A-T-Y. Meat, jiawai, meaty means that it has a lot of interesting or important information for us to digest.
消化，刚好这个 meat 加个y，本来是肉啊，加个y呢就是代表多肉的。The am I meaty?
白肉，有很多很多的肉也叫
meaty，做形容词用。但修饰文章就是内容精彩的，有很多内容的，所以我们就请。
Does the name Marlena Smalls ring a bell? Probably not, at least not yet. If this large woman with an even larger smile and sparkling eyes has her way, however, the language, customs, and songs of the Gullah will become happily familiar to millions of people outside of the Sea Islands. For it is Mrs. Small's dream that, through her and her performing troupe's efforts, their Gullah community will no longer be an isolated, anachronistic hangover from the days of slavery in the United States, but a vibrant cultural addition to the 21st century global village. So in this introduction, we find out about Marlena Smalls. She is the leader of a performing troupe. You can see that word troupe on line 6. And this community from which she and her performers come is called the Gullah. They live on the Sea Islands. We'll find out where those are in just a moment. But what she is trying to do is to preserve, to revive and then preserve her community's culture for the benefit of her own people, but also to contribute to the 21st century global village.
Preserve, 在这个地方代表保存, and this word is spelled
P-R-E-S-E-R-V-E, preserve.
Preserve, 也就是保存, preserve, to preserve our culture, 也就是保存我们的文化. 还有一开头这边哈, that name rings a bell. This is quite useful, a very useful expression, meaning?
It means to remind somebody, or if you hear a person's name or a place or a title of a book, and suddenly you think, gee, I'm pretty sure I've heard that name before. I'm not quite sure, but I'm pretty sure that I've heard it before.
听起来很熟,但是就是还是记不起来哦。所以常常我们这样说, does Peter lie? Does name ring a bell?
Yes, among the police.
我们说彼得赖这个名字听得熟不熟,熟啊,在警戒啊,也就是在警察方面蛮熟的, Peter lie呢, 他是一个 a burglar, 是一个贼, how do you spell this word, by the way?
B-U-R-G-L-A-R. B-U-R-G-L-A-R. G-L-A-R. He's a burglar because he steals our hearts.
他偷我们的心这样的啊。好了，当然了，就是男女之间啊，我们讲说，这个 to steal someone's heart, 那有什么意思呢？
Well, it can mean simply that you sweep someone off their feet. They see you and fall in love with you. You steal their heart.
Yeah, 把他心偷走呢，把他们呢就整个魂给勾走了，让呢他要跟着你啊，非要呢这个爱上你不可。可是刚才你用一个字很棒，既然谈到。You 刚才用了 sweep 这个是扫的意思啊、
mm-hmm.
That's W-E-E-P 那怎么用的
To sweep someone off his feet means to charm somebody so deeply or impress somebody so deeply that you fall in love at first sight
Yeah, 一见钟情那个 off 是 O-F-F 一扫把它扫跌倒了这样的啊整个意思就是把它给迷死的意思
Okay, let's continue and find out more about the Sea Islands and where this unique community is located. The Sea Islands comprise a group of islands just off the southeast U.S. Atlantic coast of South Carolina and Georgia. Descendants of slaves settled here, tilling the fertile land of these islands and the adjacent coastline.A rich overlay of a mixture of West African languages onto 17th and 18th century colonial English has resulted in Gullah, a Creole language featuring its unique blend of African tongues and Pidgin English. Thousands of distinct African words coming from various West African languages have been identified by linguists.A few words have been added into contemporary mainstream American English. These include goober, peanut, gumbo, okra, and voodoo, witchcraft. The word Gullah itself also hails from West Africa. Many of this ethnic group's given names are taken directly from languages passed down for hundreds of years, such as Abiona and Pitipa.American English is the language used when dealing with outsiders, but Gullah is the language of the marketplace and the home. So now we're in the southeastern United States. Off the coast of South Carolina and Georgia, there are a group of islands which we call the Sea Islands. This is where the Gullah settled, as well as on the coastline closest to these islands.They were settled by slaves who then later, after they became free, continued to work on the islands and on the coastline. They kept their original African languages and customs, but of course they use English when they deal with outsiders that would refer to either blacks or whites who live on the mainland who are not part of this Gullah community.
But have you ever personally seen people from this area?
Yes, I went to a performance with Marlena Smalls and her Hallelujah Singers. We'll be talking about them in just a few paragraphs. And it's almost like seeing Africans when you see them in their traditional dress and performing their music and their songs.Many of which use words from African languages.
I see. Do they sing in harmony?
Oh, beautiful.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure you, of all people, Peter, because you love music so much, would appreciate a night listening to their performance.
Mm-hmm. Then their music must sound a little bit like this. I am a little bit hungry.
No.
No, of course not. To sing in harmony, 我刚刚说就是他们是用和声的唱法。Harmony is spelled
H-A-R-M-O-N-Y. H-A-R-M-O-N-Y, harmony.
Now, I have a question over here with regard to the spelling of this particular word that is line, let's see, 7 or something.You know, toward the end, Pidgin English.
Mm-hmm.
We, of course, you know that Pidgin English means broken English.
That's right.
But some people will spell this word using a different word, Pidgin.
Uh-huh. Good.
Right. Uh-huh.
That's P-I-G-E-O-N, 那个鸟歌, P-I-G-E-O-N, pigeon. But this pigeon, as you said, is a language which is created when two cultures mix together, and they can't speak each other's language at first, but they quickly find a simple way to communicate. That is called a pigeon language.
换句话说，这个字的拼法才是对的。对啊， pigeon language， 而不是鸽子英文。那鸽子不会讲话吧？ 所以这个我们要记住，杨金邦的英语是用 pigin，
对
，pigeon English。但对我们中国人来讲的话，那我们如果是用中文又英文合在一起叫 Chinglish， 啊，就是这个字是哎。 Anita， 我需要一个 ride to the supermarket 啊，你需要快点啊 ，if no 快的话，哦，all right，
okay， let's go ahead now。 As with most African cultures， the Gullah have a rich tradition of music。 The banjo， a stringed musical instrument， was an African invention brought over with the slaves to the New World。It has been popularized in both North America and Europe over the past 200 years. A great variety of drums, too, accompanied African music to the colonies in North and South America. Singing both solo and a cappella with rich harmonies was also part of the slave heritage. Despite their demanding and depressing lives, the slaves held their original languages and music, as well as their master's Christianity, close to their hearts. Much of the music today involves church music, also referred to as spirituals or gospel music. Here, too, we find out more about the culture of the Gullah and how close it is to the original African cultures. However, we also learn that while in the New World, the slaves learned about Christianity and held it close to their hearts. They believed deeply in Christianity, and this shows because some of their music, which they sing, is church music, a church song we can call a spiritual, or in general, gospel music. We also learn in this paragraph that the banjo was an African invention. That is a five-stringed instrument, and it is round at the bottom. It's like a circle at the bottom with five strings. The banjo was African and brought over to the New World.
在以前的西部便里头啊，常常可以看到这个，他们拿了个banjo，就是斑鸠这样弹的，是五弦琴，这样。是不是这样一这个？好棒，听过了，好像。那这个字 slave 是一个很棒的用法啊，它就是使用的时候，记住它的介词要用 to， 是 don't be a slave， 不是说 of money， 而是要用什么
to money，
yeah， 不要做钱的奴隶 ，don't be a slave to money， 但是如果用 enslave， 这是一个动词，那个时候就叫用 by， don't be enslaved by money，
right，
and enslave 这个字是这样拼的
E-N-S-L-A-V-E-D E-N-S-L-A-V-E-D Be enslaved by
还有另外的在这一段呢就是倒数第二行以及最后一行第一个字 To be referred to as 被称作是 通常用这个字的时候 一定要有一个as并用 To refer to someone as something， 也就是把某人称作为什么，我们可以是不是造个例子，用怎么使用 refer to， 然后跟 as 的用法。
Some students refer to firemen as their heroes。
有些学生呢，把这些消防员呢、救火员呢，视为他们的英雄。我们再说一遍。
Some students refer to firemen as their heroes。 Let's go ahead and finish the last paragraph on this page and go over to the next. An evening with Marlena Smalls and her Hallelujah Singers is nothing short of inspirational. They are dressed at times in traditional African clothing, and at other times in the simple and conservative rural dress of southern U.S. society. This unusual performance includes much singing, frequent samples of gullah, as used in the marketplace, or between women gossiping, a great deal of emphatic body language, and even occasional tribal dance steps to thumping drums and enthusiastic shouting are also features of the performance. Mrs. Smalls introduces the background to individual songs or other performances to help the audience, often peppered with overseas tourists, have a clearer idea of how the gullah communicate to each other. Even without the helpful introductions, however, music lovers will appreciate the peerless singing quality of the Hallelujah Singers as they render their traditional folk songs with obvious love and pride. Interspersed with Mrs. Small's witty and classy narrative, the evening passes all too quickly. Well, I was there for one of these performances, and that's how I could write this particular paragraph. The Hallelujah Singers, with Marlena Smalls as their director, is an inspirational group. For one thing, Mrs. Smalls was misnamed. She's a huge woman, very, very big woman, and an even bigger smile. And you feel as though you have known her all your life by the end of the evening. She's such a friendly woman. She walks off the stage and into the audience and greets people individually, tells jokes, then goes back on the stage for a performance. She has great wit. We mentioned Daus of the Arhan. She has witty narrative. She has a lot of funny things to say during the evening to make people feel comfortable. And some of the audience have come from overseas because they have heard about this particular group. Their singing is peerless. It's perfect. The music is fun or interesting, sometimes sad like the blues. And it's I can't think of a better way to spend about an hour and a half of your life.
也就是他们那个唱作非常的这个俱佳。 然后常常呢这位呢 Smalls 他到处会走来走去跟人呢打招呼，刚开始也许我们第一次见面有点生，但最后表演完了之后感觉到他是好久好久的朋友，因为他是非常的友善。但小心哦， That name Smalls is misnamed. 刚才用了这么一个字，right？那个字就是这名字倒是取错了这样的意思啊。因为他事实上他非常的这个身体蛮大的这样。Misnamed这个字是这样拼的，MISNAME。
And let me add here, for the noun we say misnomer, MISNOMER. So we could also say here that the name Smalls is a misnomer. It seems like the wrong word to use here because she's such a large woman.
另外呢, is nothing short of, 第二行一开头就是简直是,完全是, is nothing short of, 就是简直是, 这里 is very的意思.
Yes, 非常的. Mm-hmm. Okay, shall we go ahead and finish up the last paragraph?
Right.
It is refreshing to know that some ethnic groups are proudly clinging to their priceless legacies. Despite the tragedy of their origins in slavery, the gullah have survived and revived to produce a viable, enviable folk culture, even amidst the technological wonders of the 21st century. We can be thankful that in concert, or on recorded media, Marlena Smalls and the Hallelujah Singers will touch all us listeners with their heartfelt oral tradition through the magic of music. The gullah have survived slavery, which of course is a very difficult and depressing period, and since then they have kept their African language and customs and have preserved it and revived it. They've made their own people more interested in their traditional culture, and the Hallelujah Singers tour around the world. I hope that they'll be in your area soon, and if you have a chance, I guarantee an evening you'll never forget. We think of the 21st century with all of its technology as being wonderful, but we shouldn't forget that ethnic groups, simple ethnic groups, also have marvels and wonders of their own. We can appreciate both as we enter the 21st century.
不错，现在是流行所谓的 global music， 也就是世界音乐哈，是大家呢都能够唱的，都能够带来欢笑的。我觉得这是一个 trend。
Yeah.
好，我们现在请呢 Bruce 从头到尾再把这篇文章呢给我们念一下，但是我们是用听的训练我们的听力。
Marlena Smalls and the Gullah, the revival of a unique community. Does the name Marlena Smalls ring a bell? Probably not, at least not yet. If this large woman with an even larger smile and sparkling eyes has her way, however, the language, customs, and songs of the Gullah will become happily familiar to millions of people outside of the Sea Islands.For it is Mrs. Small's dream that, through her and her performing troupe's efforts, their Gullah community will no longer be an isolated, anachronistic hangover from the days of slavery in the United States, but a vibrant cultural addition to the 21st century global village. The Sea Islands comprise a group of islands just off the southeast U.S. Atlantic coast of South Carolina and Georgia.Descendants of slaves settled here, tilling the fertile land of these islands and the adjacent coastline. A rich overlay of a mixture of West African languages onto 17th and 18th century colonial English has resulted in Gullah, a Creole language featuring its unique blend of African tongues and Pidgin English.Thousands of distinct African words coming from various West African languages have been identified by linguists. A few words have been added into contemporary mainstream American English. These include goober, peanut, gumbo, okra, and voodoo, witchcraft. The word Gullah itself also hails from West Africa.Many of this ethnic group's given names are taken directly from languages passed down for hundreds of years, such as Abiona and Pitipa. American English is the language used when dealing with outsiders, but Gullah is the language of the marketplace and the home. As with most African cultures, the Gullah have a rich tradition of music. The banjo, a stringed musical instrument,was an African invention brought over with the slaves to the New World. It has been popularized in both North America and Europe over the past 200 years. A great variety of drums, too, accompanied African music to the colonies in North and South America. Singing both solo and a cappella, with rich harmonies, was also part of the slave heritage. Despite their demanding and depressing lives,The slaves held their original languages and music, as well as their master's Christianity, close to their hearts. Much of the music today involves church music, also referred to as spirituals or gospel music. An evening with Marlena Smalls and her Hallelujah Singers is nothing short of inspirational. They are dressed at times in traditional African clothing,and at other times in the simple and conservative rural dress of southern U.S. society. This unusual performance includes much singing, frequent samples of Gullah, as used in the marketplace or between women gossiping, a great deal of emphatic body language, and even occasional tribal dance steps to thumping drums and enthusiastic shouting are also features of the performance.Mrs. Smalls introduces the background to individual songs or other performances to help the audience, often peppered with overseas tourists, have a clearer idea of how the Gullah communicate to each other. Even without the helpful introductions, however, music lovers will appreciate the peerless singing quality of the Hallelujah Singers as they render their traditional folk songs with obvious love and pride. Interspersed with Mrs. Small's witty and classy narrative, the evening passes all too quickly. It is refreshing to know that some ethnic groups are proudly clinging to their priceless legacies. Despite the tragedy of their origins in slavery, the Gullah have survived and revived to produce a viable, enviable folk culture, even amidst the technological wonders of the 21st century. We can be thankful that, in concert or on recorded media, Marlena Smalls and the Hallelujah Singers will touch all us listeners with their heartfelt oral tradition through the magic of music.
What are you going to? We know that these people speak Gullah at home, but as they talk to foreigners or, you know, outsiders, so to speak, they speak American English, but do they carry a very heavy accent?
Well, they're from the South, and they're from the rural South of the United States, so yes, they speak with the Southern accent. It's kind of like, you know, sort of, it's kind of slow, and the vowels of the different words have much longer sounds than we do in the North.
哇，这是南方的腔哈，南方的腔刚才Bruce在模仿，但是呢，事实上德克萨斯州的人呢，他们就有一个所谓的Texan
drawl，啊，他们就用拉音的那讲法，yeah，drawl，that guy，drawl，D-R-A-W-L，D-R-A-W-L，drawl. We hear the Southern drawl when we go to the Southern United States.
对，但是我们在学英文的时候，在学美式英语，其实南北腔各个腔都要学，这样才能够呢对我们听力有帮助。
Well, thanks for joining us today. Join us next Sunday. We're going to a different part of the New World and going to take a look at English there. Join us. Till then, bye-bye.
再见。